Hayim Yem Yudzayin Nissen. Hareza Meshubach. In the Haggadah we say, V'chol Amar Belasaper Betzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach, whoever expands in telling the story of the Exodus from Mitzrayim is praiseworthy. The Rebbe says, the word Ze, Hare Ze Meshubach. This person is Meshubach. The word Ze, Meire Al Madrega Degdusho Hine Elekeinu Ze. The word Ze indicates a level, a state of holiness, which is Hine Elekeinu Ze, here is my God. The Chol Hamar Bechulu Ze Shaloi Hu Meshubach. And whoever expands on telling the story of the Exodus, the Ze of his ability to be able to say Ze as in first person, this is godliness, this is my God, is Meshubach. It is praiseworthy. It is enriched by telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In general, we refer to God as in who, as in a third person, because we cannot relate directly to God. Occasionally, there were revelations of Zeh. For example, when the splitting of the sea, then the Eden said, Zeh Keli, this is our God. And then it says, when Mashiach will come, it will come that day, then we will say, Hine Elekeinu Zeh, this is our God in first person. So when we tell the tale of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we increase our ability to be able to relate to godliness in terms of first person. And we are Meshubach. We expand our ability to be able to see God in first person. We enrich our ability to be able to see godliness in first person. So it's interesting that Rebbe once used this expression when he wrote to Rabbi Nissen Nemenov, and he was asking him to please invest as much effort as he can to abolish the long vacations. And the Rebbe says, whoever will invest as much efforts in this, Harei Zeh Meshubach, he is praiseworthy. So the Rebbe says, this is on the simple level, that you will be praised for investing all this effort and hopefully succeeding. But then the Rebbe says, but let's look in the Yem Yem, that the Friedrich Rebbe says, that your ability to relate to godliness will be enriched.